be, but most, you see now, it's made out of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Out of paper. You hardly ever see a cauliflower thing.
Mm-hmm. What did feed used to come in?
Feed?
Mm-hmm.
Crocus sack.
Okay. And say if you took corn to the mill to be ground them, what would you call the amount of corn that you'd take at one time?
A half a bushel.
Or say if it, you could look at it that way, it's a bushel or half a bushel or something, but if you just put some in a sack and took it to the mill, you'd say, I was going to take a
pick of corn.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use the expression, a turn of corn?
No.
You never said that?
No, we never taken a turn. Now, you know when, now you mean meal, don't you? Now, they take turns when they get to the crusher to be crushed for the cows and,
uh-huh,
you know, things.
Then you'd call it a turn?
Call it a turn, uh-huh.
The
or
turn of meal?
Hmm?
What's that?
Call it a turn, 1,000 pounds, is it?
Uh-huh. And say if you were carrying wood and you had all the wood you could hold in both your arms, you'd say you had a...
an arm for the wood.
Okay. And say if someone had wood on his wagon and didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he had a...
half a load of wood. Half a load of wood. Just had a half a load.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear the expression jag of wood or change of wood?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And something that people used to put in bottles to close them up, they'd stick in a...
sir?
Well, yeah, but say, stick in the top of the bottle, when you fill up the bottle.
Stopper.
Uh-huh.
Cough stopper.
Okay. And this is a musical instrument that you'd blow like this.
Mm-hmm. Harp.
Okay. Any other names for that?
Beg your pardon?
Any other name for that besides harp?
That's the only name I know they would give it. Uh-huh. Harp.
What about the thing that goes like this?
Juice harp.
Okay. And the thing that you pound nails with?
What?
You hit a nail with a...
hammer.
And talking about the parts of a wagon, if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses...
the tongue.
And if you have a horse and a buggy...
Chairs.
Okay. And talking about the wagon wheel, starting with the inside, you'd have the hub, and then the spokes come out, and they fit into the...
Oh, I ain't seen that done so long, I just didn't forget what to call it. I know what you're talking about, though.
You know, there's a wooden piece that goes around, then there's a metal piece over.
Mm-hmm. What do they call them? They've been out of style and gone so long, I just don't forget what they call them.
Did you call one of the pieces a tire or a rim? Does that sound familiar?
That's the rim goes around the wheel, you know.
The rim's made out of steel?
Mm-hmm. That's a spoke up and down the wheel.
Uh-huh. Is one piece called a felly? Did you ever hear that word?
A what?
Felly?
No.
Okay. What about the things that go from one wheel to the other?
That's, I don't forget what to call that, Barbara.
Do you know what I mean? From, well, you'd have it in a car too, from one wheel across to the other.
Spork. The car, no, that's not spork. Put it there.